I'll save that.
No, you don't have to open up from elsewhere.
Already exists, do you want to place this as a file? I actually tried to transfer it to my documents, but.
Yeah, you have to close that window, because that's the save one, isn't it? So, I'm gonna find it.
To your spreadsheet.
Okay. You can just leave it on your screen, just plug your computer into the projector.
Yeah, but I've taken it, right, I'll just redo it, it's the easiest way.
Alright, everything's fine back here, so. Well, we've made our prototype anyway. You can have a good look at that.
Pass it round.
You know, it's a slightly curved round side.
Very nice.
It's almost curved, like up to the main display as well. And the little line at the bottom indicates the bit, the panel that you pull down, and the extra function buttons are below that panel on the little line. And we've got the sticker on the bottom with the company logo on.
We also have an apple slash cherry design at the top. I don't understand why.
So it is, yeah. Cherry would be alright, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit more fun, isn't it? And it's kind of not related to kind of. You think Apple, you think computers, like
yeah,
Apple.
Yeah, we might get a.
Copyright, yeah. What's this?
Yeah, cherries are fun, summary.
That one there.
Ah, that's the mute.
Oh.
The M.
It might. It'd probably have to be labelled mute. But
yeah,
we didn't have anything small enough to write.
For the prototype model, it was hard to get the actual labelling on the individual buttons.
Yeah. We just chose simple shapes for all of them. The important ones are the volume ones, so we made them a bit bigger. The mute could possibly be a bit smaller.
You separate off in colour the volume-related buttons from the channel-related buttons. So you've got the volume in orange on the design there, and the channel ones in blue.
Yeah,
right. All these things have cost implications. And so when I'd done my thing on cost, I had assumed that the only button that would be a different colour would be the red apple button. So, however, I've no longer for that. But but there would be a cost implication on that. And, I suppose that, so whether we wanted to put in all these colours would be open to debate, I suppose.
Well, the colours wouldn't, they wouldn't be too important, but we didn't have any white Play-Doh. So that's where the colour buttons came
from. An important consideration. Right, okay, so, and the second one underneath would be the ideal for the.
Yeah, so I'll have the slide away.
Right, okay. So we've got detailed design meeting. Right. So we've got prototype presentation, which we've just done, evaluation criteria, and finance. So I guess we have to evaluate if that meets the various aspects that we're looking for. From our previous meeting, so other than the fact that it doesn't have the second layer, but obviously it would. But other than that, we've got the red apple, we've got the buttons. And the only thing that has really changed is the coloration of the buttons.
Yeah,
and a bit after the evaluation criteria is the finance. And the cost implication. The only snag about this is that the cost is probably kind of important. So, and then the production evaluation as to how easy that would be to manufacture. And whether it would
So if you had to do a presentation, or were you just working on the prototype?
This is a presentation of the prototype.
Okay. Right. So as far as the finance of it would be concerned, we're going to make sure that the cost, like the production cost, because you may remember that was one of the first considerations, was to be in under 1250 or 2.5, mm-hmm. 12.5 euros. So there's no redesign. So that should, right, so it seems to me that the thing that I have to do is quickly find that.
Can we get this on the board just so we can see? Or do you need to have the figures there?
Okay, so by the fact that we've got the simple chip and the kinetic energy source, we've got a single curved case, we've got a rubber case materials supplements. So when we had decided that we're having rubber buttons and
have a push button interface.
Okay. Button supplements. Well, originally I thought there would just be one in there because it was the one red apple. But so the real question then would come in, do you make all the buttons?
Well, we do it on the prototype, so do two sandwiches.
Well, so we've got one special button form, which was the apple. Everything else is going to be a standard.
And then
we've got special material, rubber, wood, titanium, etc. So I was, originally I was thinking what rubber wasn't special, but according to this, maybe it is. So, and I mean, effectively, we've got 16 buttons that we're going to have on there.
Yeah, I think you just do one, don't you, for the...
Well, I don't know. is the sort of answer, is that meant to be all 16 buttons, and therefore... I mean, what's the option was maybe not to have rubber buttons, but just to have the one that was soft and spongy, and therefore...
I think it's just a one else.
Whereas it would be the special colour would be for the... So you would only have the one special button that was rubber, whereas the rest would be hard plastic.
I think the button supplements is just a supplement for all the buttons being made in a different material rather than per button.
Mm.
I don't know.
I would... Every design change is... I don't know. okay. If we just had all the buttons as standard, except for the one red apple, then that would take care of that, I guess. We'd have one special colour and one special button form.
Mm-hmm.
And when I plugged that in last time, yes, remember it has to be under 12.5. As far as I know, that that took care of the various supplements. And if, what happened?
You just gone off the window into another one. It's on the bottom row.
Maybe if you just minimise that one in the top right hand corner of the little box, yeah.
No, right. Okay, so, but the point would be that if we just did special, sorry, you were saying that it would be that one that you would put in one there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's 9.1 there, so we've got some...
So, well, no, it's 9.7 I've got.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just give us the...
So that would... That would work out fine if... assuming your correction, or assuming that that one change covers all the buttons, then that would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing else, as far as I can see, that we had planned to...
It's just between switching around those on the electronics, we've got the sample sensor. At the moment, we've just got a simple chip, which costs one. I guess the sample sensor, sample speaker, would be the voice recognition thing, which puts up to four, which would be slightly over our budget, but if we go with something else down to a slightly lower standard, maybe go with one of the special form buttons, and we could have the speech.
Hold on. If we... Okay, that gives us 12.7.
So maybe if we got rid of like the maybe one of the special colours, kept them all the same colour, then we could have the voice recognition.
But remember that the idea was to keep it the colour of the oh, I see. So just take out the special colour for the apple and
Wait
a minute, wouldn't you have to keep the simple chip there as well? You know how you turned that one to a zero? Wouldn't the chip and the sample speaker be separate things?
Oh,
so you
possibly,
both
maybe. Maybe we'd be giving up on the kinetic.
And go for battery instead. That would give you one less.
Yeah, that would save us one, but we'd still be slightly...
But you reckon that... I mean, the thing is that you wanted to appeal to people and not have to replace batteries.
Yeah, yeah. Since it's the sort of the whole technology type thing. You were saying in the market research that people like kind of interesting gadgets and...
Mm-hmm.
Whether they would figure the sample sensor and the sample speaker, voice recognition would be sort of a worthwhile thing to have, and it's not the batteries, or whether they would prefer not. You know what I mean? The problem was the batteries running out and losing the remotes. You've got to decide which of those is more important.
But which do you think, or which do we think, is the more important of the options? In a sense, at the moment, we've got a total which we need to reduce down by 1.2, at least. Remember, that was a minimum requirement. The other option, if we're planning on just going for something cheap and cheerful, would be to make it, and originally we're going to make it a simple product.
Shall we evaluate the prototype as we've got it now first, and then sort of make decisions about what needs to be changed after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Exactly. Right, I have a little thing. So, we've got a note of, it's 13.7, isn't it, with everything we want on.
Sorry, do you want that?
Yeah, I just had a presentation to.
Right.
I do think the voice recognition thing would be more impressive than the fact that it's got no battery.
Okay, but remember the only reason we were planning on having the voice recognition was so that they could find the remote if it got lost.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. This is about the evaluation criteria that we use for the prototype we've got here. And so the method is that the design team makes a prototype and we evaluate the prototype against some criteria that we've formulated. And those ones are going to be in response to sort of market research. And also finance, I guess. And do that on a scale from so true being one and false being seven. So if it's neither true nor false, then that's four. So I've got a set of criteria just based on the marketing that we need to add in a financial one as well at the end. We have to say whether it's true or false that the product looks and feels fancy, whether the product demonstrates technical innovation, whether it's easy to use, whether it's incorporating sort of the fashion elements to attract the buyer, and whether it's a sort of recognizable real reaction product. And I have to go up onto the whiteboard and do this apparently.
Okay.
So I'll go up here. Right. So the first one is, does the product look and feel fancy? So if you do a sort of one. So.
Okay, well, we have a single curve, which was, and then maybe like the
yeah.
feel of the product is quite good. So, and we have the rubber kind of spongy feel, which was
yeah.
in at the time.
Yeah.
I was really like because it's fancy.
Yeah, I'd maybe give it a 2.
I think what is one false or is one true? I forgot.
One's true.
One's true, and okay. 7 is false.
4 is neutral.
4 is neutral, okay. So
maybe a 2?
Yeah, because we haven't got the double curve, so we can't like
go for one.
But it's pretty close. We've got almost everything we can.
Okay.
Okay.
So false is 7, true is 1. So say you've got a 2 for fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're not maybe nearer 3.
Okay. Well, we're doing average at the end, I don't know.
Well, it's just that in a sense, then remember that when you look down, we've got solar power, we've got various other things you could have,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going for
this. This is just for like the look. Does it sort of look mm-hmm. fancy rather than functional? So.
Mm.
Yeah, I suppose that might be in the technical innovation bit.
Yeah. So then, so should we go for a 2 on that?
Okay.
Okay. And I mean, how much does the product demonstrate technical innovation?
So we're deciding between the kinetic power or the speech recognition, and if we had either of those for our budget, they both show a reasonable
yeah.
amount of speech recognition.
Okay. So what about the prototype as it is? We've got the speech recognition on it, haven't we?
But not the kinetic.
But not the kinetic
power.
No, because you can't afford that.
No,
took that out.
We can't afford both.
All right. The prototype as it isn't sort of fulfilling the.
No, it's maybe about neutral. It's got something, but it hasn't got.
Okay.
Well, in 14.7, we do have kinetic. The problem is we have to reduce down from there to get it down to 12.5.
Okay.
And one way of doing that would be to take out the kinetic. So it's very much dependent on what you do with your options.
Right.
And if you're definitely going for the sample sensor and sample speaker, then because the other functions we've got in are more at the special material, the rubber, titanium, etc. If you go for that's at the high end because that's 0.6, whereas down at just special colour is 0.2. And you're trying to lose 1.2. So it seems to me that if you're going for the sample sensor speaker, you're basically then having to go for the cheaper options on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple way to do it would be to have a battery, to have your sample sensor speaker, and then you're looking to take out 0.2, which would be come from the button supplements category.
I'm just going to check exactly what it said in the email for product.
How much of a difference would it make if we made the case in plastic? Because we did say that we don't want to follow the fashion too much. If the buttons are rubber, that might be spongy enough, and then it might stand the
interface
test.
Type. Well, plastic rather than rubber.
Okay.
That would make the same of a difference. You could either, you could have it, if you have that in plastic rather than rubber, then that would enable you to get, you could keep kinetic then, you could keep your sample sensor and you were looking to take out 0.2. So you could fiddle that down your special form at the bottom or your special colour at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And that would enable you to do it.
Okay.
So as soon as we make it slightly more fancy, then we lose points in innovation. If we make it more innovative, then we lose points on it being fancy. So
I just read the email again, and it sort of says evaluate the design sort of as it is, I think. So I think we need to think about finance after we've sort of evaluated that design. I don't know whether we've done it in the wrong order or something.
Well, okay. But
I suppose it's rubber as it is, isn't it?
It's rubber as it is, yes.
So, I mean, does this need to go up a bit or something? Because we've got both the
But we've got 13.7 and we've got it in at the moment, and we've
and
basically we're going to reduce down from that. But the current one, you'd say, would be fancy, would be 2.
Yeah.
And for innovation, so we've got the speech thing, and
I would have said about a 2 as well.
Trying the 2.
Yeah, 2 or 3. I'd be happy with 2.
Okay, 2. And the next one is, I'll have to get it back up now.
Well, I can just say, right, easy to use. I would have said yes, I would go for a 1 on that at this point in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so as well.
Incorporates elements of fashion to attract buyer. Well, it certainly has some.
Yeah, it's got the cherry and the sponginess.
Yep.
Say about 3, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe 2.
Yeah, it's doing it quite well. And I think we're going to have to leave some of these, but at the moment, as it stands, it's...
I would have said 2, it seemed reasonable. The product is a recognisable, real... reaction product.
This is in the sense for using all of its products, all of its buttons, and it's got a fairly big label on the bottom saying
where it
comes from.
So this is about sort of the corporate image of like new sort of sleek technology and all that sort of thing, as well as having the logo on and all that. So sort of, is it sort of a recognisable product? Does it fit in with our other products, which are sort of coffee makers and spacecraft?
Well, it's got the same speech feature as the coffee machine.
I suppose it's kind of the spongy rubberiness is maybe a bit more kind of comfortable than kind of sleek and new age. It depends which way you look at it.
Okay. So are we going for a...
maybe a kind of
2?
3?
Well, the logo would be more recognisable on the actual thing. It's just that the pen wouldn't really write on that paper.
Sure.
But
yeah,
I think the logo would definitely be recognisable, and it does have attributes that other products do. 2, hi, go for it.
Right, okay.
2 or 3.
2, right, come on.
2.
That's our decision. Right, so.
Right.
So we're now on to changing it to get it to fit in with the budget requirements. And then.
Yeah.
What do all the numbers mean then? Do we add them up and rate ourselves or anything?
Yeah, I think we sort of add them up. So sort of an average is going to be.
About 2. 2.
1.8, isn't it, or something? I think, anyway. So yeah, pretty close to a 2.
Yeah, so it's.
So, I mean, it's pretty good at the moment, but it's going to get worse, isn't it? But we've got to try and make sure it doesn't get
too bad. Yeah.
So we're going to get a definite, was it 13.7 was a definite price for all the futures we've said it has?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to...
Well, you can lose 1.2 and still meet the requirements.
Do you want to plug it into yours so
we
can get up the...
Okay, well, I'll put it back on.
So I guess is this the last stage once we've sorted out the finance part?
I'm not sure.
We'll probably have to re-rate this.
Yes, I would have thought so.
Yeah, we'll make the adjustments and then see how it rates again.
Okay, so what was it? Control F8, wasn't it?
Awesome.
It's come on.
Oh, how kind. Right, okay. So you can see there that if you want to keep kinetic, right, you've got a choice there of going down to battery, which would save you 1. You've got the sample sensor and sample speaker, which is your big item.
Well, actually, we just have a plastic case, then we lose 2.
That's
points,
right.
Which gets us...
which gets you...
Right within the budget range.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine, because that was just a trend, and we do have rubber buttons anyway.
So that's 11.7, and then we could make sure we definitely had all the button supplements.
Different colours, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that, because maybe the sort of rubber case is a bit less in sort of the corporate identity than the sleeker plastic case.
But now we're allowed to have all the technical innovations, so we'd lose a little bit on the... Maybe kind of.
So we're going for plastic, yes?
Lose a little bit on the fashion, yeah, but.
Yep.
And that's within the budget. Do we actually have. Do we just have one special? Only these special forms down here?
Well, there was debate as to how you would count them. You've got special colour. Well, originally I was assuming we had the red apple, and therefore that was the special colour.
Yeah, I think we should just imagine white buttons.
And we've got enough for another.
Yeah.
We've got 0.8 left, so we've got enough for another.
Well, we've got special form. Now, that would be one button. And the question was that all buttons, or was that just one button? Because our plan really was to have one button only with the special.
Yeah. So
no matter how you look at that, that would be the same. The other thing would then be special material, rubber, wood, titanium.
I think maybe the special colour, we've got three now, just because of the volume buttons are different. I guess we'd have... The ones which are blue at the moment would just be the
same. So, special colour, you want three in there?
Yeah, which I think we should, that'll still be fine for the price.
Okay. I think you just need two for special colour, because it's just two supplements, one original colour and then sort of two supplements. I think maybe.
That makes sense.
Okay, that's probably it.
So, we only need two for that.
Okay.
Because, I mean, these are moulded, the one colour's going to be moulded out of a piece of plastic of rubber.
Okay,
isn't it?
Yeah, I'd agree with that, I think. So, special colour's two. We've got special form is the one apple, the rest are all standard, although you could argue that should maybe be, you were making these buttons down the bottom, I was presuming, bigger than the other ones, or were you? Was that the idea?
Yeah, the volume ones.
Maybe that'd be a second supplement. Yeah. No, there's a second special form.
Uh-huh. I would have thought that's probably about...
Oh, you've got it.
Well...
Okay,
so I think that should still be okay. That's 12.3, so we're still within budget on that.
Yep, that makes sense.
So we'd say we've lost a little bit on the fashion and lost a bit on the fancy kind of side of it, but generally speaking, we've kept the other attributes to the.
I would have said so. So you maybe put fashion at three rather than.
So shall we do that?
Well. Right. So it definitely fits the mule product. What's the company name?
Real Reaction.
Real Reaction. Probably. Yeah. I'm not quite sure what it's
I mean, it still seems to definitely fit that. So if that's the new age kind of innovative type company, then having the kinetic feature and the voice recognition is quite high up.
So if we've put in for another special form on a button, then maybe they could be a different shape. Like we've got a cherry one, maybe the other ones could be something else shaped. I don't know. Yeah. That would be possible. Yeah. As soon as it's cheaper to make them a different, as soon as we've got, we've made it a special form, so. And that would sort of maybe keep us close on the sort of the fashion type one. And it would sort of, keep it quite fancy as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could argue you might do it once a year. You would change, because at the moment you're making it a red apple.
Yeah,
so next year you could make next year's model the same, but have it as a
whatever
a lemon, a lemon or something.
Yeah, I mean the volume buttons could be lemons or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what have we got rid of? We got rid of. Plastic.
Yeah, the main thing that changed really is the casing, isn't it?
That's just about all. I think we've saved quite a bit because we've just got the push button interface, which is by far the cheapest.
Yeah.
So maybe in a sense, not having that, maybe we've lost something on the innovation side. I don't know. And just because that is like the most standard type of button.
So I mean, we've got rid of the rubber case, but. We've now sort of got an extra form and an extra colour for the buttons. So maybe in terms of sort of fanciness and fashionability, we're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Maybe. So you could maybe put two again on that.
And anything else has stayed pretty much the same.
Well,
so
ease has certainly stayed.
Yeah, because if anything, yeah, the special forms makes it slightly easier to,
yeah,
to use.
And what about the sort of innovation?
Well, we've still got the kinetic energy.
Okay.
And the speech feature.
Yeah, the speech feature.
And then the corporate identity.
I think we've kept it just about the same. We've maybe lost. It's hard to tell how the rubber.
How it would play out.
Yeah, whether that's considered to be sort of part of the corporate identity, I don't know. I mean, maybe not.
I think more the features of the actual control would be more important maybe than the actual aesthetics.
Yeah.
But either way, I think we've made it fairly close to what.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I don't see how I would make it any more. Apart from maybe doing the whole thing in the kind of light shade of blue, like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then what colour would you make the R's?
This is just the company logo, so maybe there's like a set design which we get.
Oh, well, you've got the company logo on there, which would effectively be a stick-on badge.
Okay.
So you're, in a sense, you're comparing the product without the company logo,
yeah,
and then but you've got the space for it.
Yeah,
to stick
yeah
it on.
I mean, what's the company colour? Did you get told that the company colour is on?
I'm still not quite sure we've established that.
No, I just
don't think
we've
so.
Got
but
the logo
but,
off
it, but in the sense that, as you saw with the Windows logo badge, it doesn't really matter. There's virtually the way that you frame, you know, the Windows badge on there. It really doesn't matter what colour it is, so long as our company's logo is framed in the same way as that, with like a black outline. In fact, they've got black and white, or black and silver. So basically, even if you had a silver, the same colour of silver on your display, because you've got effectively a double edging on the logo, it means that it splits off what your logo is from the product. And that's actually quite a sneaky way of doing it.
Because you've got sort of, you've got 0.2 to play with if you really wanted to.
You could put in another
colour.
Well, in this one, you've actually got three colours of buttons.
Yeah.
And we decided that the blue ones were the standard colour.
Okay.
So you were talking about, we're assuming that all the buttons on the second panel, the hidden away valve, would all be standard.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be the case.
Yeah. Should we save the 0.2 for profitability then?
Well, yeah, but was there not a button that you were thinking of on the other option, you know, on the second page, as it were, that you were thinking of maybe having as a different colour?
I don't think there would really need to be. I think if they were just all small round blue buttons, it'd be fine.
Yeah, maybe
it needs to be an enter button, but that could just be the same as well.
Maybe for the one they're going to see all the time, we make it look good and fit the kind of idea of what they want. And then for the more functional buttons, we don't worry too much about it and just have that as like a, plus it's hidden away anyway, you're not going to see it at the start.
Yeah, and it's the sort of thing that, I mean, you want to pick up the controller and just hit a button quickly to change a channel or volume. So if it's dead obvious, then that's fine. But if you're opening the panel and you're looking and you're tuning, then you're paying a bit more attention. So maybe sort of different colour buttons isn't so important.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So we just add that to profitability in effect.
Yeah, I mean, drop the cost.
But right, so we're meant to finish up in 5 minutes.
Same sort of function, yeah. Criteria, it's all right. Just made a load of money.
Shouldn't we maybe lose a point on fashion, go to a 3, because we've lost the overall spongy feel? Because it doesn't seem right that it just hasn't changed at all.
Well, I think we said that because we got rid of the rubber, we put an extra sort of fruit shape on one of the buttons.
Did we decide what that was? Which button it was? Volume ones.
We could have lemon shaped ones for the volume ones.
Right.
I like the idea. That's good.
Yeah.
Definitely landing shape.
Did you have to have a rubber case then for rubber buttons, or was it the other way around?
You had to have rubber buttons if you had a rubber case.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to...
So we're okay this way around.
Yeah.
Until the design team comes in and says, get off, but you are the design team.
And they say it's fine, so it's all good.
Save 2 euros on that.
So what bit are we on to?
Can I just check if that's a cherry or an apple? Did we decide against the apple because of Apple Mac? And did we make it a cherry officially?
Okay.
Just in case we need that 0.2 for the lawsuits.
So were we aiming for a certain target on that scale?
No, we're aiming for one for all of them. But it really has to fit into the budget, so I guess we just have to adjust things to get it in there. Which is fair enough.
And we seem to have met at least something in each criteria.
Yeah.
We haven't completely left anything out, so.
Yeah, I think.
As an overall product, which has to be quite cheap. It's just that cheap.
Yeah.
So do we have anything else to discuss?
I don't know, what's on the agenda?
So we've got.
We've
done the finance bit and the Excel project, and we've done the redesign. So we're now on to project process, satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, etc., whiteboard, digital pens, etc. So we're actually now, in a sense, onto the evaluation of the course rather than the evaluation of the project, is my understanding of it. So what did you, and remembering that nobody's just over the curtain. So,
finish your meeting.
We'll just go through this quickly and then.
Yeah.
So, I suppose the easiest way of doing it is to put some notes down, which I will do.
Okay.
So, I think I have to finish that page.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, project evaluation. So, creativity. Did you feel you got a chance to express yourselves well enough?
Yeah.
I thought some of the divisions there between sort of the individual meetings were a bit arbitrary.
individual meetings, don't you mean?
Yeah. Well, we were finding out various things in.
On your own.
In between the meetings, and they didn't. The one meeting didn't always follow on for the other one. There was sort of, we had things thrown in the second meeting where, you know, you'd looked at the remote controls and seen the craziness, but in the first one you'd also looked at some remote controls and looked at the buttons, and I don't understand why it would be in separate meetings that you'd do that, you know, you'd sort of, you'd probably present it at one or something like that.
Well, the only thing you find is in a manufacturing process, you would, normally you go to a meeting, you say, right, you do this, you do that, you do that, then you go away, you find out information, you then come back, you then discuss it, you then go and change things around and then go back.
So yeah, I suppose in the real world you'd be going out and finding more information each time, and then
this time you're really getting it from a database source, so it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you want to put down? I've put seemed okay, creativity seemed okay, and flow of information on any given subject. Subject sometimes disjointed.
Yeah.
I think it maybe could have been a slightly more creative project. I mean, a remote control isn't the most
kind
of fancy thing that you could imagine designing. I can't think of a better example at the minute.
Could have used a different example to increase.
Yeah.
So it's good, it kind of fits the purpose though, it's something everyone knows about, and then
creativity.
Something we kind of at least look at and
have. You have to do it within a set time frame is the other thing. So
yeah. But I always think like it's a bit restrictive just to say that you have to design a television remote control in a way. I mean, it depends what sort of business you're in, I guess. I mean, this one seems to be one. On the website, it looks like it's quite innovative, but we're coming out with some bucket shot product, aren't we? That's, you know,
that's just one of those things. Like, a company's gonna have like a range of products, and I don't know how it works, but I guess that something got sent out, and they have like a brief to kind of.
But the other thing is that I mean, I'm guessing that they're trying to use this software to demonstrate how you could do a project. And then my wife at the moment, for instance, is acting as a computer for, normally you got a problem, so you go to your tutor and find out information to see how to get it fixed. So what she's doing is she's having to spend a day at the computer terminal at one end so that any student that comes along can ask whatever question. And then you, or the idea is that whichever person's at the other end can point them in the right direction, show them where to, either give them directly, give them help, or secondly, point them in the right direction, either at the library or come back or go and see Joe Bloggs or whatever. So, and that was a project, I suspect, similar to this, because they were actually trying to debug the computer software to enable it to work. And of course you had machine crashing and various things going wrong.
We should take a look at the last slide, see if there's got anything else. I think one more to go. Yeah.
If you look at their products on their website here, Real Reaction, I mean, it's all pretty high tech and cutting edge.
New ideas found, did we find any? No.
It's quite good with this, the whiteboard, having that in the digital pens. That made it a lot easier.
Leadership, teamwork.
So we did find a new idea, I mean, sort of a kinetic remote control. I've never seen one of them before. No batteries, I think. So.
Oh, and voice recognition, especially not one we could.
Yeah.
You've got voice recognition computers. It's not remote controls.
Yeah.
But it's a different application of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. It's like the same products, but just put together in a different way.
So, how do you reckon teamwork went?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we all had separate ideas and discussed them.
To go reasonably Okay.
I don't think sort of the budget allowed us to do anything.
A bit arbitrary.
Well, I mean, I just don't think it fitted in with the rest of their products. I mean, they've got all these sort of, you know, high definition DVD and portable 7-inch lightweight computer screens, and I'm thinking, you know, one cheap remote control doesn't really fit.
We're meant to comment on leadership and means, e.g. whiteboard, digital pens, etc.
Leadership
and new ideas found was the other thing.
Yeah. But we can't really all fairly comment on leadership because you were the project manager, you were the leader. So our experience in leadership wasn't really as much as yours.
No, I'd much rather be marketing, but I certainly didn't get this computer to work as well as I would have liked. However, right, means, so whiteboard, so really it's equipment.
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, very nice.
Computers could be a bit difficult at times, but...
But I mean, I'm not sure I see the value in these. I mean, they record what you're writing, and then what do you do with it? Where do you get the recording? Do you plug in the computer or something?
So it's not just for us, it's for the experiments and also.
There's a little chip, I think, you must plug it
into
something.
Should we look at the last slide?
Produces it.
And then you can watch a video of it, kind of.
I don't know. Whether it just produces a big image of sort of everything you've written or something. Page after page.
New ideas found, so one or two.
Yeah. Kinetic powered remote control. What was the other one?
Voice.
Ignition
thing.
Voice. With a voice activated.
Voice recognition, yeah.
Recognition.
Almost.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Question.
Are the costs within budget? Yes. Is the project evaluated? Yes. Don't forget to complete final question and make summary then celebration.
Can I just guess that?
I think we've got two questionnaires and a report on the last meeting.
I tried to save this the last time at 12.3 and it didn't seem to have saved anywhere. Mind you, the figure last time was different, but it should be possible.